Bad Bitches is a part of No Please Don't Podcast Network. For more, go to nopleasedon'tpodcast.com.
Hi there.
Hi, dear.
Hey. Recording now, huh? Let's do it.
Oh, okay. So, this is Big Jen's.
Yo, Big Jen's here. What's up, what's up? That was terrible.
And I'm Kayla, co-host of Bad Bitches. That's bitches with a Z. With a Z. With a Z. We're gonna get stanky stank up in the Dutch oven and tell these fine folks about some bad bitches in history. And we're gonna drink a 12-pack while we do it. Do the white trash edition. Yeah.
I'm sure we have so many doctors listening.
Yes. Those are our main listeners.
Totally.
Yeah. Our, you know, PhD and up.
Definitely. Pretty much. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Smart people love us.
We're like almost the Spice Girls.
Pretty much. We look just like them. It's identical.
Or the fucking Three Stooges.
Yeah, that's more like it. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. I got a question for you,
hey
batch.
There. Hey there, yeah.
Who are we talking about today?
I'll tell you who the f*** we're talking about today. I love it.
Oh my god, that beer tastes good.
I'm gonna put my headphones on.
You don't know how we sound.
All right. Oh yeah, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Nope, not that was a little too. Mm-hmm. Watch your ears. Holy shit.
Well, it's good to be back in here.
Back in the Dutch oven, warming up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Semi sober edition, no beer.
Yeah. I know. I like how we both have not been drinking, and there's our decor is beer bottles.
The other day, I used a beer bottle as a. Like a self-feeder in an aloe plant. I was like, this is perfect. You got a beer bottle?
Adulting at its maximum. That's great.
Yeah. It worked really well.
But you know we're baked as fuck because that's just life.
Smoke weed every day. You know what to say.
I can't believe I got a bunch of joints for my birthday.
That is pretty kick-ass.
It's a day after my birthday.
Woo!
It's my birthday post-day.
It's like the day that everyone actually arrives to see the baby. No one comes the day the baby's born. You can't fit that into your schedule.
Yeah. Yes, I was birthed 29 years ago out of my mom's uteri.
Mm-hmm.
In Madison, Wisconsin.
Were you a big baby? Or speaking of babies,
oh, there's my baby. What's up, boy? Hey, what are you doing? Any more pets? What do you want pets for?
It's like, how dare you start an episode and you didn't tell me?
I know. He's like, I gotta come get my limelight.
And what's going on in here? Are you guys ready for me?
He's like, the star of the show is here.
Did you guys do my introduction? Has that been taken care of?
Where's my treats, woman?
Let me rub my butt on ya.
He's like, oh my god, you're such a ham. This is your deal. Go lay down somewhere. He's so lazy, like 90% of the time. He doesn't even like wake up. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Anyways, so me and Ginge were talking earlier about blood type diets.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, just in case this does get aired, let's just like introduce ourselves.
All right. Well, go ahead.
Okay, I was gonna say I'll go first. So normally we do a Bad Bitches episode, but we were just hanging out today. It's the day after my birthday, and thought that we would come into the Dutch oven and check the equipment and make sure everything's good to go for our episode that we're going to record next fucking week, y'all.
Boop, 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 boop.
Get ready, because Big Jens and I are coming back. Yes.
I miss her so much.
Yeah, you guys haven't seen each other in a long time.
Mm-mm.
She's doing really good. She's good. Yeah, she's the one who's actually like, so when are we going to get back in there and record? Because
awesome.
Like, yeah, so she had a lot of fun last season.
Good.
I had a lot of fun. We're so ready to start our new season. And
do you know who's coming up first?
Well, actually, our number one fan, who is, well, we have a lot of number one fans, because you guys
are
all
number one. Yeah, yeah. In the heart, in the real feels.
Our number one fan, Michael from Switzerland, messaged me and asked me to do a special episode on a special woman. I'm not going to get too much into detail, but she did murder more people than any other woman ever.
Ever?
Yes.
Damn.
So that's all I'm going to tell you.
I'm excited. You know I like the the creepy women.
Right? Yeah. So it's a naughty bad bitch, but we got to do it for Michael. Thank you for being a listener. Thank you for being so awesome, even though you're like 12. But
we appreciate your enthusiasm.
And yeah, you're still the coolest person ever.
Right. I know some cool little kids. You have a cool daughter.
My daughter's awesome.
Yeah.
She's like, she puts me in my place sometimes. She'll be like, Mom, are you serious? I'm like, oh my God, damn. Calm it down, because a fucking 10-year-old just called you out on your shit, okay? I am coming back from a little illness now, an illness that was just like a cold or a virus, not my debilitating, almost life-threatening illness, which I'm still recovering from. Mm-hmm. I'm sure some of you know and some of you don't know, but I do have Lyme disease, which I don't even know if I should be saying that out loud, because there's like some weird creepy conspiracies and shit that are like going around, but whatever. I'm not going to lie about it. Fuck anybody who, right, you know, has something to say about it. But just please, everybody, make sure you are taking all the precautions that you need when you are outside against ticks. I became complacent after years and years of hiking and not having a problem with ticks. I hear something.
Is it me?
No, it's a vehicle. Anyways, I wasn't using bug spray anymore, and I was actually hiking barefoot because it felt so good. And, you know, you really should have boots on. You should have socks that are going over your pants to just even create, you know, a clothing barrier against the ticks. Always hike with somebody and, you know, trade off so that you can keep an eye on each other's backs.
Oh, it's okay. Pick up where you left off.
No, I should have just
keep an
stopped.
Eye on your friend's back. No, and it sucks because, like, out of our friend group, you really were the one that took the most precautions. Between a few of us that are very avid about our hiking, like, I felt like you did the best. And it makes me nervous, like, someone who was careful for the most part. I know you said you became a little complacent, but there's some people I never think to put
forever.
On. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it is going to be quite the adjustment.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Just and full
it's just
blown
changes.
Irony.
Yeah.
That it's me.
I know. I told my family that. I'm like, I feel terrible. We go hiking all the time. And she's like the second one in like my group of hiking friends to get Lyme disease.
That's awful. Mm-hmm. Then Ronald said, Well, I guess there was a reason for that phobia, huh? Because you guys, these two would get so annoyed with me because I would just start like freaking out and be like, oh my God, I saw a tick on me. I can't do this anymore. Take me home. Like, and I'd be like, I don't have health insurance. I can't fucking get Lyme disease. They'd be like, shut up. You're just stoned.
I know. You're so dismissive of your phobia. It's not funny. It's not funny. Oh,
it's pretty funny.
It is. It's very ironic, though.
And I heard now that they're thinking it might possibly be able to be spread through mosquitoes, too. Which is hella scary. It's like, can you even leave your house anymore? Which I actually have not been able to do because the meds that I'm on now basically make me allergic to the sun. So if the sun even touches my skin for more than like 10 seconds, I'm like burning and on fire. I have to wear like long sleeves everywhere I go and a hat, which is fine.
No, but coming into next summer, being someone that, you know, likes to wear long sleeves in the summertime, your body will adjust to that temperature of having long sleeves on. It's just midsummer. It's like, you know, it's kind of like when you're in air conditioning, you know, that's not good to for your body to be in air conditioning all the time because you can't regulate that heat. But your body naturally adjusts.
All right, just stretch it out. Just like I'm adjusting to this new season coming in. I love fall. Fall's my favorite. I'm a pumpkin slut.
I like the apple cider.
Yes. I love when I can see my breath. Which happened to me the other night, and I like literally got goosebumps.
I know, but before like winter gets annoying, but when yes, like you wake up in the morning and the night dew frosted over, oh, and it so looks beautiful. Like just like little diamonds everywhere.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Yeah, there are some beautiful things to see around here.
I would die without winter. I need winter.
Yeah, we are very romantic to like nature.
Yes, and all of its ups and downs. Like even with the Lyme disease, I don't know, there's something surrounding it that like makes it not something that's like organic, but because of it supposedly being like a biochemical weapon or some bullshit like that, but like it doesn't feel like a natural disease inside of me either. Like the way that I feel from it, it doesn't. And then the way that like it's almost untraceable, and there's literally millions of people that suffer from it that don't even know. Because it can, like, later on turn into, like, rheumatoid arthritis or Alzheimer's.
Yeah, just the way it, like, can spread and the variance it has on every individual and how it affects them. But it's all very intense effects. Like, you, I don't know, in a sense, it's like you become hypersensitive to your environment. Right?
It's, yeah. It's like a bacteria, too, like inside of your blood. So you, oh, you fucker. Hate fruit flies. Anyways, you have a bacteria inside of you. You take an antibiotic. It kills the bacterias. You get better in a week or two at the most. What the fuck kind of a bacteria makes you sick for 6 months? Like that is some crazy shit. Like, I'm still suffering. This is like 3 weeks later. And every day, I'm tired. Or I'm sore. Or, you know, I can't think right. My eyes finally went back to normal. That was so scary. I'm like, can I ever drive again? Because driving, like, I would forget where I was going.
Yeah. And that's, I don't know, that's, I mean, that's intense effects from it.
You're spitting. I just spit. I'm sorry. Because on top of that sickness, I now have a cold, which is fucking whack. Which I got to give you some vitamins just to make sure you don't get sick from me get this stupid cold, which actually, it's really not that bad of a cold.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't mind getting sick. Like, I'd rather be wiped out for a day or two than be, like, kind of sick for weeks on end, where, like, you know, it, like, comes and goes and comes and goes.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
and absolutely. That's so easy to happen in the wintertime.
I know.
But at least
cooped up inside.
If you're cooped up inside, you can get out some new episodes.
That's right. All winter, we're going to record, hopefully.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a goal right here, right now. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make 20 episodes this winter. Our next season.
Hot dang.
Yes. That's going to be my goal. And if I don't get it, fuck you. I don't care.
Dude, I should come over on Fridays.
Yeah, why not? Fridays work for me.
Fridays I either have off or I get done at 1.
Oh, now that's sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll record on Fridays, then I have the whole weekend to work on it and then get it out there for the weekday rush. Yeah.
Dude, 20 episodes. So when does the season start? Next week.
Yep.
Oh my God, next week. Yay.
Next week.
I can't wait to hear it. I'm excited. It's like I joined the crew to get the sneak preview on Bad Bitches. That's all I really wanted. I was like, oh, you started a podcast? Can't wait to listen. I waited like 6 months.
That's okay.
And then, but you were very consistent last season. I liked that. And then, you know, I got to come over and help out. So.
Although 20 is pretty high. I put it high, though, on purpose.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you can't, like, go later in the season, too.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, we're starting earlier than I thought we would.
Yeah.
It's just September, you know? I mean,
today is Labor Day.
Oh, my God. Today is Labor Day. Happy Labor Day, everybody. And happy getting your kids the fuck out of your house and back into school day.
Go on, get. That was loud, but you mean it. You love them, but you mean it.
Uh-huh, absolutely. And if you don't have kids, you still can put yourselves into our shoes.
Yeah, I don't have kids.
Yep. But she still gets
I want them to get back to school. They're bugging, they're pissing my dog off. She barks all day.
I love that you said that.
We have such a great time in here.
I know. Mm-hmm. You know, it would take a really long time, and I don't even have my phone, but I feel like this is a good time to be like, thanks for tuning in, and we hope to hear from you guys more this season, because we didn't hear shit from people. I mean, besides, like, dick pics and stuff. Ew.
Oh, talk to us. Like, we'll chat back. Say hello.
Tell us who you want to hear about.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be the white trash version. Mm-hmm. So don't expect to use it on, like, a fucking report. Yeah. Or don't do that.
Our Swedish kid, he doesn't use any of our stuff on his school reports.
He's too smart. Yeah. He's like, he plays piano and shit. He's like.
Yeah. Motivated young little lad.
Yes. Michael, you're rocking it at life. Keep it up.
Yeah. Keep up that ambition and self-motivation and just doing you.
And he's an artist. He draws pictures. They're so cool. Mm-hmm. I know. That's why
they're
I'm kind of like.
Beautiful souls. Just, I don't know. I am an artist, so.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's so wonderful. We connect on a level that we all appreciate as artists.
Creativity. You just found out from your blood type that you thrive in creative circumstances.
Yeah, I found out a lot from my blood type. I got to get that app now.
Yes.
We shouldn't say it because we should tell them. Well, I almost did a promo for that app. I'm like.
I know. They should like sponsor us before we start saying.
There's it. thanks for tuning in.
Yes.
Fun time.
But anyways, with us being artists, that's what I want to do because it's the day after my birthday. And Ginger brought all of her art stuff over. So we got to get the fuck out of here so I can go and create a beautiful birthday masterpiece.
It is a gorgeous day. We have...
Yeah.
We're painting outside. Mm-hmm. I have that rug and we're just going to go play with some paint and...
Yay. I'm
continue
so
on feeling magical for having a day off on Labor Day. That's what it's for. All the labor workers take a day off and
yep.
Companies just got to run themselves for a day. I don't know. I don't understand the world. I don't know what it's for. I mean, I should, you know.
I just always think of like when people give birth and it's like, that's when the day that my mom gave birth because I was born on Labor Day. So I'm always like, it's my day. Oh. I put my mom into labor on this day.
Can I tell you a cute story?
Tell me.
Okay, so
I'm sorry.
You're fine. My niece joined gymnastics and, you know, it's like her first or second time there. They teach her how to do a somersault and they help, you know, flip her over. And then on her way to the trampoline, she does like three more on her own. And my grandpa or her grandpa's telling the story just like super excited. And then that night she has like a little toy bat and she's like flipping it over and like making it do somersaults. And my papa was like, oh, is it doing somersaults? And she's like, no, I do somersaults. It's doing bath salts.
Oh my God.
Or bath salts. Sorry. Bath salts. Because her name is Summer. So she thought that it was called somersaults. So when a baseball bat does it, it's bat salts.
Papa was like, what the fuck? Yeah. What are your parents doing?
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's but bat yeah. salts.
Because oh, she does somersaults.
Oh my God. How cute. I do Kayla salts. Yeah. Oh my God.
And do ginger salts?
Have you ever seen bath salts, like the real drug that people actually smoke?
I've heard of, like, I know, like, people I've known in life, I've heard them talk about being around it, but no, I've never personally seen it.
Me either. There was, like, this girl one time, she was, like, telling me that, she's like, I broke up with my boyfriend because I found out he's doing bath salts. And I was like, how did you know? And she's like, I found, like, a broken light bulb, like, somebody was, like, smoking out of a broken light bulb. And I was like, that's some weird shit.
Yeah. Dude, I was so dumb. I was so dumb because, like, when bath salts was, like, first coming into, like, common knowledge, I guess. I don't know. I'm a super lame person. And
I don't know either. It's okay if we're not experts on bath salts.
People were running to Walgreens and buying bath salts.
That's what I thought, too.
And my ex-husband, who I was married to at the time, you know, was an addict, and I was very naive, but I thought, I was like, man, I know people like do triple C's, they go get that cough syrup, you know.
I know, good thing we weren't like, oh, let's go smoke some fucking Epsom salt.
Do you want to try the Epsom salt with me on Saturday? I don't want to see what the craze is about.
Oh my God, hotboxing in here is so much fun. And I don't even know how much I'm going to be able to, like, drink and do these episodes anymore. I might just get brutally stoned instead. Because alcohol is not... I'm so sad. I love alcohol. But it's really bothering the fucking shit out of my body right now. Trying to battle this Lyme. Oh, my God. And a lot of people will say Lyme's disease... especially where we are from. I actually talked to a lady yesterday who was diagnosed with Lyme disease, and she said Lyme's disease. So even people who have it
just don't say it
right. But I don't really care. I mean, you could say it however you want. That's just me. But, like, some people are rude as fuck if you say Lyme's disease. Like, they're like roll their eyes and like, it's Lyme. It's like, you, fuck you, Karen. Jesus.
You know, a lot of people also say Aldi's. I went to Aldi's. I'm like, yeah, I have to go to Aldi on the way to Walmart. Like, if you just say it right, it's fine. Yeah. That was like the most, my Midwestern.
Other people are like, what is an Aldi?
No, I think they have them in, like, all the way down in like Florida and the South.
Nice.
I think it's everywhere.
I love Aldi.
It's on Shameless. So if like that's where they shop there. It's for
that's in
like,
Chicago.
Poor people who want to be healthy. Because it's all local and stuff. Yeah.
Go to your local Aldi.
Damn it. We just gotta get some promos.
I know.
We'd slip Hit them us in. Up. We'd slip them in. We'd slip it in
so smooth. I can't even.
We're having too good of a time.
She'd slip it in real smooth.
See, we don't have
slide
to
slide it in.
We don't have to drink to fuck up our words and make no sense.
Yeah, I guarantee you, I'm still gonna be a stupid shit show every episode because
well, that's just who
I
we
like
are.
The party. Yeah. There's no other answer except for I do like to party. I really do. It's one of my favorite things to do. So. Whether it's alcohol or just more bong rips, doesn't matter. I'll still be here to dumbly entertain you. But let's get the fuck out of here.
We're gonna go paint.
Yeah, I want to get my fingers full of paint.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
As we slip it in.
Yeah. I'm gonna slip
Give
it in.
Give us some money. This is our promo. We slip it in smooth.
Oh my Let's god. Go. I got to mention Quick Trip one last time though because Quick Trip is Quick Trip and we already talked about Quick Trip earlier today. It just wasn't on the mic. So one of our fans, Kimmy, who Big Jen says is quote the coolest person in the entire fucking world, unquote. So, what's up Kimmy? I hope you're listening.
Hey Kimmy.
I had to drop name drop Quick Trip because she posted on our Facebook Bad Bitches and said it was a picture of these two people like just standing there like looking up and with sunglasses on and it said when you arrive in a state that doesn't have a Quick Trip and like at the bottom it says what a shithole.
I think I saw that. I'll have to go back and look and share it. That's awesome.
And then I tagged Quick Trip and was like, yo, Quick Trip, where's that sponsorship at?
I did see that.
Hook it up.
Yeah.
All right. Fine, bye.